Yo, 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 welcome back to the Further Your Lifestyle podcast, conversations on lifestyle, passions, and hustles. My name's Chris, I am your host, and I'm super excited to be back here having the conversation with you. Episode 116 today, and we are touching on a few things that we've been actually touching on over the last few weeks, and I've been really pushing, I guess, the underlying theme of making progress. I guess that's the simple way of looking at it. I mean, this whole podcast is about furthering your lifestyle, and the best way to do that is to actually make progress. And I know that can be easier said than done. It can be quite overwhelming. And that's why I wanted to come back again and continue to touch on making progress, but actually bringing together some of the topics that we've been talking about over the last few weeks. And we've touched on limited belief and thinking. We've touched on, you know, how to stay motivated, talking about prioritization. We've spoken about, you know, the lack of prioritization, but we've also touched on a lot of things, you know, far further beyond that, and also a lot in between, and, you know, whole different elements and perspectives of it. And I want to continue to bring that perspective because I know that is our best way that we can learn or click. I say it so often is because it works. That's the way it is. If you're listening to this podcast for the first time, you have not heard anything else I've spoken about. If you're here for the, you know, the fourth time listening to this podcast, maybe you haven't listened to the other 115 episodes. I am sharing this because I believe at any point in time, someone can come along and hear something and they're going to hear it in a way that is fresh for them. And that's going to help you in this case, be able to make the progress that you're looking for and further your lifestyle. And that's my whole intent, and that is the whole purpose of this. So in today's episode, we're going to be touching on, I guess, 8 different areas, and I want to break them down, and we're going to go through it, and I'll give you a bit of context of what that looks like. But essentially, 80% of these, and I know because I'm one of them, are the reasons why we don't actually make progress, right? And I know it's easy for me to say these things, and I know it's really, you know, oh, yep, just another person on a podcast, you know, coming and saying you should do this, you should do that. Hey, I'm here with you. If you stick around to the end, I will share with you, you know, some of the different things that I'm doing for myself that help me move forward and make progress. And we all struggle with different things, right? I'm not here to say I've got it all figured out. By all means, no. I'm still figuring out my journey, still figuring out my week by week and my day by day. But at the same time, I do have enough experience to be able to share what I've experienced to help you for those that are still beginning on their journey or not knowing how to stay motivated or not knowing how to actually take those intentions they've got or those big goals or those big ideas and turn them into something that can be happening on a consistent basis and make progress and actually see the results they're looking for rather than just, you know, seeing all the results that other people are getting and you not actually getting that same gratification. So today, that is what we are touching on. And you got to be honest with yourself. Just as much as I'm honest with, you know, you guys here, I'm going to take you through about 8 of these different challenges that we struggle with. And you need to determine, is it one of these or is it all 8 of these? Or how many of these that you need help with, that you need to actually have a think about and actually see if there's something that you need to do. And again, I'm not here to make you feel bad about yourself. I'm trying to give you some perspective. So which ones are you struggling with? And the first one is lack of clarity and setting specific goals, procrastination and a lack of discipline, fear of failure or success, overwhelm and a lack of prioritization, lack of accountability and support, limited belief systems and negative self-talk. We spoke about that just the other day. And inconsistent habits and routines. And number 8 is inadequate planning and preparation. A lot of overlaps here, but they are very individual to some of the different things that we can do to address these. And for each of these, I want to help you gain some clarification of what are the reasons of why we struggle with these areas, right? Because we all struggle with them in different ways. Sometimes we understand why we do because it's very obvious. And that'll be the first thing that I'll cover in these areas is what are the obvious reasons of why people struggle with those areas? And then the next one will be, what are the not so obvious, right? What are the things that maybe we need to think about a little deeper or we need to go inside our heads or go a little deeper and actually understand, well, actually, it's not what I thought. And it's something that's not as obvious of why we're actually using these to cause us to slow down. And then another one is external things to consider. Something that maybe you haven't considered, which is outside of the directness to this, and they're external factors, right? So that's what we'll be doing. We'll be touching on each of these 8 different challenges of why we don't make progress, and I'll be then giving you a bit of an insight of possibly, maybe that you didn't realize of why that is actually happening. And of course, if you stick around to the end, I will share with you some of the different things that I'm using to help me get through and actually make progress. So let's dive in. So let's start with the basics. Let's take it back to, you know, most of the time where our ideas and intents and journeys all begin. And it really comes to, you know, you have an idea and you want to put it into a goal. And that is the first reason why we don't actually make progress, is because we lack clarity of the goal, or we don't set specific goals. So the obvious factor here is, like, we're too vague. We lack a well-defined action plan. And I'm not here to give you an action plan. I'm not here to tell you how to set really good goals. I've got episodes on that. What I'm here to tell you is, if you're struggling to actually make the progress and you think it's to do with the goals and you just have an idea and you just get started, getting started is great, but you do need to understand, okay, are you being too vague? Are you not understanding what you're doing and how you're going to do it? And you don't set measurable objectives. Therefore, it makes it very hard to actually attain or retain the understanding of what you're actually trying to do. How long is it going to take? What will it require you to do? And are you actually making the progress that you expect or need to be doing in order to get to where you want to be? A lot of the time, we just assume things will happen. I'm all for it. Get started. Get your hands dirty. Get moving in the direction that you need to be going. But you do need to have somewhat of a plan to enable us to move that momentum even quicker or in the right direction. The not so obvious factor here to consider is the uncertainty, right? Or a lack of self-awareness or a fear of commitment. Now, what I mean by this is, maybe it's something more deeper. Maybe it's a confidence to execute. Maybe you've got goals, but you're too scared to actually go out and actually make it happen. And because a lot of the time we don't realize what we need to be doing next until we start ticking off certain parts of that action plan, right? We can have a goal that, you know, you want to run a marathon, right? It's going to take 12 weeks to do it. I always use running because I'm a runner myself. But, you know, you don't start thinking about what you're going to have to do in week 10. Start focusing on what you have to do in week 1. And as you do that, then you can start to say, okay, these runs were really good for me. Those runs I struggled with. So how are you going to manage them going forward? You've got a bit more information, you can manage it. But sometimes it is a fear of commitment as well. And you need to work through those issues of, what is it that's scaring you, right? What is it that's scaring you to actually commit? I can't answer that for you. And then external factors that we need to consider for this one is a lack of guidance or mentorship, but also external distractions or influences. So in this case, we need to think about, one, have you asked for help? And this will be a very common thread throughout this entire episode. And the other thing is, what's actually stopping you, or what's pulling you away from actually making that movement in the right direction? Or who are the people that are influencing you not to start? Maybe there's some tough conversations that you need to do there. All right, number two is procrastination and lack of discipline. I think this speaks for itself. You know, we all like to procrastinate. You know, how many times have you gone to the fridge or the pantry today looking for food, even though you don't need food, don't find food, and then you go back and do what you're meant to be doing, and then you're getting up, go to the toilet, then you're getting up and doing something else, and then there's a squirrel, and you get what I'm saying. I mean, I'm speaking from experience, and I didn't see a squirrel. It's more just, yeah, I'm just tongue-in-cheek. So the obvious factor here is, when dealing with procrastination and a lack of discipline, it comes down to poor time management, distractions, and a lack of self-control. And this is, look, I'm not trying to be harsh here, but you got to ask yourself, do you have a schedule? Are you leveraging something to enable you to have a routine? Do you have a system in place? There's so many tools and applications in place to enable us to stay on track, to stay on time. So what are you doing about it? The not so obvious factor to consider is, there is a lack of motivation. There's a fear of failure, and there's perfectionism. So fear of failure, we've spoken about, you know, you got to figure out, why is it that it's scaring you? But when it comes to not being motivated, why aren't you motivated? Like, I mean, if this was your idea in the first place, but you start doing the work and you realize, I don't like doing this, that's okay. But what is it that you don't like? And how can you redirect it? How can you pivot it? How can you adjust it so you do enjoy it? Or maybe you don't actually want it. Sometimes we need to embark on these journeys to figure out what we don't want until we find the one that we do like, and then we can be motivated and we move forward. So don't just keep doing something if you don't want to be doing it either. The other thing is, you know, if you're trying to be too perfect about it, stop overthinking it. Start. Make some moves. Get some experience or some reps under your belt. And then you can start to consider, is this really what you want? The external things to consider for this one is, again, a lack of accountability. Who's there keeping you honest? Who's there helping you and holding your hand? You don't have the right environment. You don't have a structured environment. You haven't built a place for you to be able to execute that's going to enable you to execute. And you haven't removed the distractions. You haven't removed the temptations. You got to, that's on you, right? It's either a place that you're working or the people that are around you. Number three is fear of failure or success. Just having a sip of coffee here. Oh, good stuff. So fear of failure or success. The obvious one here is avoidance of risks, self-sabotaging behaviors, and comfort zone mentality. Lots of big words in here. But, you know, look, I think some of the times we're too scared to move forward because, oh, but what if it doesn't go well? These are the implications that's going to happen, right? You might lose $1,000, or you might get embarrassed, or you're going to have to work a little bit harder, or whatever it may be. We don't think about the positives. What if you do it and you make an extra $1,000? What if you do it and you feel better than ever? What if you do it and you gain the support from people that you've never had before? I don't know, right? I'm just giving you some examples. And then we've got self-sabotaging behaviors and comfort zone mentality. Let's be honest, like, do you do things that lower your chances of starting? Meaning you think about things, or you put things in place, or you get distracted and you do side quests. That means you never actually make the progress where you need to be, or you're comfortable wherever you are. So you think, well, why would I go do more when I'm happy at the moment? But are you happy, right? If it's comfort mentality, those things aren't making you happy. They're making you comfortable. And comfort means we get complacent. And when we get complacent, that's when we get lazy. That's when we slip up. That's when we make mistakes. Don't get complacent. Work towards where you want to be. And that's all that matters. That's all that matters. The not so obvious ones is self-doubt, low self-esteem, and negative past experiences. Again, we need to dig deeper. We need to look inward. We need to understand ourselves of what is really bothering us. Sometimes the past has a big hold and grip of where we're now and where we're going. So make sure you're not bringing that baggage along with you, right? Deal with it. And I'm not going into super detail of all these areas at the moment, because we could talk for hours on those. But you need to hear what I'm telling you and understand which one it is that you need to work on. And I think a lot of us, we have the baggage that we need to let go of. Just little issues, things that we just hold on to, and that pulls us down. Something external to think about for this one, for fear of failure and success, is the social pressure, the unsupportive environments, and the fear of judgment and criticism. Very similar to what we've discussed already. But again, who are you worried about? What are you worried about? Who are these people, or what are these thoughts? Like, at the end of the day, people don't care. Like, if you're a social butterfly and you're out and about, yeah, you might be a bit of a talk for the town for a small period, but people got their own problems to deal with. I guarantee you, you're sitting down somewhere and you think, oh, is that person going to think about my clothes? Or what about my shoes? Oh, I've got a mark on my tie. Or who cares? Like, you've got a mark on your tie, or your hair doesn't look that good today, or whatever. It does not matter. Quick little example of this is, I was wearing a beanie and I've got my long hair, and I'm not going to use names or anything, and someone came to get a photo shoot somewhere, and they were from a corporate organization, and I was just in more casual clothes or whatever at this, wherever I was. And they said, you should remove your beanie. And I'm like, why? It's like, oh, because you got to look professional for the photo. And I'm like, well, my beanie's got nothing to do with being professional, right? I mean, yeah, the beanie's maybe not. I don't know. I couldn't even explain. I'm like, well, it's got nothing to do with anything. So I was like, no, I'm not removing the beanie. Like, that is who I am. That is part of me. If you don't want me in the photo, that's a different conversation, but I'm going to wear my beanie. And anyway, I ended up being front and center of the photo, and it made no difference. They didn't care. The person taking the photo didn't care. The person I was with the photo didn't care, but that person thought it was maybe not appropriate, right? But I didn't care about that. I wanted to make sure I'm representing me and who I am. So, you know, some of these things, there is social pressure out there, but at the end of the day, half the time it's their problems, not yours. You do you. Number four is overwhelm and a lack of prioritization. Look, the obvious one here is organizational skills and the inability to offset, stop, or delegate, and the difficulty of managing time. there is so many applications and tools that are available to enable you to manage your time better. I mean, we've got Google Calendar, you've got Apple Calendar, you've got whatever, all these different apps and tools to enable you. Block out time, set a schedule, set a routine, and buy back your time. Give yourself the time that you need. And the other little process you can do is if there's things that you're doing, review them. Do you need to continue doing this? Can you stop doing this? Or can you delegate this? Your time is precious. Take ownership of it. It's your time. Stop having other people control your time. I understand if you're working for someone else, yes, you have they control your time in that sense. But again, you get to make decisions of how you spend your time elsewhere. If you want to spend your time scrolling on TikTok, that's on you, but you need to be responsible and accountable for it. That's on you. So managing your time, set time blocks, set alerts, set calendar reminders, put things in place to enable you. That's the obvious stuff. The not so obvious stuff is we overthink things and we have a lack of clarity on what we need to be doing and we feel overwhelmed by it. This is a good example. If you're, you know, running your own business and you're doing it yourself, at the start, if you're doing one thing, like you're just selling one item, it's very simple, done and dusted. But as you start doing more things, as more people start asking you questions, as the business grows, your time becomes more and more demanded. And you have to be doing not just the role of, you know, oh, okay, I'm selling one item, but you're now the boss of marketing. You're now the boss of shipping. You're now the boss of, you know, selling the item. You're now the boss of sourcing, procurement. You're now doing everything. You're overwhelmed with so many things. What has to happen? When do I do it? How long does it need to do it for? Blah, blah, blah. And it gets overwhelming. I know, because I'm a business owner. So you need to start to think about, well, where can you pull back? Where can you take things a step back and reprioritize your time? Breathe. You need to zoom out and understand, okay, well, before I can do that, I need to do that, which means that needs to be a priority. Take a moment to breathe and just figure out what is the next step that I have to do. Break it down to bare basics. What would you do if it was one item opposed to 100 items, and follow the process? It's also why it's important to have processes and systems in place. It's a whole different conversation. An external part of this is we have an excessive workload. We can be overwhelmed, burnt out. We have competing demands or a lack of support and resources. I think all these things we need to consider. People helping you is key. If you're overworking yourself, you need to put your hand up and say, how do I manage my time better? Because you've got too many demands coming left, right, and center. I can't solve that for you. You have to solve it. But if you think you're getting stretched for time, what needs to stop? What needs to go? Number five is a lack of accountability and support. The obvious one here is there is an absence of an accountability system. Now, this one will be one that I'm talking about a bit later for myself. But when we lack accountability or a support network, or we work alone, isolated, it means that there's only so much that we can do by ourselves. And asking for help is not a sign of weakness. It is a strength. We need that to either delegate or to enable us to get to the next level, because you do not know what you do not know. The not so obvious one here is the reliance on external validation. And now that's deep, right? How often are you trying to show something to get someone to tell you that this is good, right? You want an audience. You want people to tell you, oh, yeah, that's good. And you feel good about yourself, so you keep doing it. But the problem here is that what are you trying to prove and who to? The only person you should be trying to prove yourself to is yourself, that you are more than capable of getting this done. Now, if it comes to external validation, if that's you, I recommend you getting an accountability mentor, right? Someone that can keep you accountable, someone that you can show up and say, hey, I got it done. You don't have to prove anything to them or the world, but that accountability mindset enables you to thrive. You don't need external validation. You need to make sure you're just happy with what you're doing, and a mentor or accountability partner can help you get through that. Now, the external factor on this is obviously you have a limited access to mentors or role models, or maybe there's some unsupportive relationships or a lack of encouragement in your network. So you need to make better use of your networks. You need to leverage them. You also need to think about, are there people in your circles that maybe shouldn't be there? It's a tough one, but there's, you know, there's a nice little clip that I remember seeing from Gary Vee where, you know, if your mum is the most negative person in your life and saying you can't do this or you shouldn't do that, or they're not uplifting you, they're not encouraging you, and you're having calls with mum, you know, six times a day, maybe you'll be having a call with mum once a week. Nothing wrong with mum. Mum's great. But you need to then re-understand that you need the positive focus, the positive energy, and the information that's going to enable you, or the words or the encouragement that's going to get you to where you want to be, not to be making you doubt yourself. Bit of a harsh one, bit of a hard one, but that's the reality of it. I'm not saying cut off mum. I'm saying just limit that kind of conversation. Number six is limited belief systems and negative self-talk. Now, we spoke about this just the other week. The obvious one here is obviously you have negative self-talk. You talk to yourself in a negative way, similar to what I was just saying before. You're getting that information coming into you in a negative way. Therefore, that's what you put on yourself, which also could mean you have a bit of depression or an anxiety. That could be another obvious one. Or you have a fixed mindset. So the question here is, do you do any of this? If yes, do something about it. Get some help. Ask for help. Seek help. Talk to someone about it. Because if you keep putting that to the side, now, nothing will change. Now, the other thing here is, if you have a fixed mindset, I think you know that, right? Because you don't want to change. You don't want to pivot. You need to start to think about, well, maybe I should just try a little something else and see if that enables a change or a better result. Fixed mindset is, look, it can be good. It keeps you straight and short and sharp and to the point of where you want to go. But if you're not being willing to, you know, if you were drinking coffee out of one cup, but that cup, you hold the cup and it burns you every time. This was my smoothie, because it's not thick enough and you keep burning your hands, but you don't want to change because it's your favorite cup. You being so fixated on that is going to keep burning your hands. So get a more, you know, convenient cup that has a handle and you don't burn your hands anymore. All you had to do was just change your mindset. Not really the best analogy, but it's an example. Anyway, so the not so obvious one for this is, it's actually a lot of the same. It's just taken in a different context of, so self-limiting beliefs, a negative mindset, or a lack of self-confidence. These are usually byproducts of the above, of what we've just discussed, essentially. The external things here are negative influence, or you're getting negative feedback. You have a lack of positive reinforcement, or you have a lot of social or cultural conditioning. So this one, again, can be a bit of a tough one to deal with because it's who you surround yourself with and what's coming into your mind and into your world, because that's what you're then making as part of your outgoing world. And what I mean by that is, like, what you take in is what you put out, right? Garbage in, garbage out. So surround yourself with people that are going to uplift you, encourage you, enable you, motivate you, and help you get to where you want to be. I'm not saying cut out the people that don't do that. You might have to in some cases, but don't enable them to have a say in the areas that they have no understanding in or no ability to help you with, other than maybe they're projecting that, oh, no, I wouldn't do that because, oh, you know, it's too dangerous. But that's their fear, not yours, right? So make sure you're not getting their projection onto you, and that you're being able to move forward based on your own thinking. Number seven is inconsistent habits and routines. The obvious one here is you have inconsistent time management, or you have a lack of structure, or there is obviously an absence of routine. So in this sense, right, you need to start taking control of your time. This is very similar to what I was said before about prioritization. If you do not take control of your time, you will lose it. It's that simple. So if you don't want to, you know, if you're sick and tired of not having positive habits, good workflow, good routines, do something about it. Enable one. Now, if you're saying, hey, Chris, I don't know how to do that. Well, one, you can reach out for help, have a conversation with someone, but there's tools, there's things in place. I did an episode just the other week about how I went and did a 6-week level up process that enabled me to get ahead in my business, and basically taking, you know, 6 or 4 hour, 1 hour slots in a single week over the next 6 weeks. And those slots were to develop in one area. The first hour, you know, I'm focusing on researching on something. The next hour, I'm focusing on executing on something. And taking those time blocked moments to enable consistency over a period of time to get the results that you want. If you want to check out that episode, that was episode 113. If you want to go check out that episode, you can find it in the link below. Otherwise, you can jump over to the podcast and just find episode 113. Now, the not so obvious ones for inconsistent habits and routines is you have a lack of self-discipline. Now, I think you should know that, but sometimes we don't realize it. Naturally, sometimes we are not good at discipline, but you need to form some habits. And maybe that's another not so obvious one. You're just difficult, or you have a difficulty forming habits, or you have a low motivation. Now, if it's a low motivation, you need to ask yourself, well, why am I not motivated? You're not enjoying it. Find ways to make something that you enjoy, make the process fun, make the process easy, and then see if you're motivated to do it. If you're still not motivated to do it, clearly you've got some misalignment on why you're doing it. The next thing to think about is when you're trying to build habits, consistency, start small. Follow a process or a schedule or a routine. Oh, but Chris, I don't know how to do a schedule or routine. Literally, say for the next 6 weeks, I'm going to spend Wednesday at 2 p.m. for 2 hours. I'm going to spend time just working on my social media. That's it. Schedule it into your diary and then do it. That's it. I would actually recommend you doing it on a more regular basis. So 30 minutes every day for the next 5 days, because then you gain momentum, you get motivated to do it, and then it becomes muscle memory to do it. That's my quick win there. The external factors of this is disruptions or changes in your environment, lack of accountability or reminders, or an unsupportive routine of others. So it's a lot of the same stuff here, where you're working, how you're working, who are around you, who's helping you, who's not, who are the influences, and what are the factors around you that you need to put some big boundaries up on, right? A lot of the same stuff. Now, number 8 is the final one, and inadequate planning and preparation. A lot of the same themes here, but sometimes we need to hear it in a different way. We don't know how to plan. The obvious one here is insufficient research and knowledge, or a lack of a plan, or inadequate resources. You need to do the homework. Understand your journey ahead, right? With my business, if I'm trying to sell a certain type of item, I have people tell me, like, oh, how do you know if a Pokemon card is good? Well, I've been collecting Pokemon cards. I've been doing a bit more research on Pokemon cards. So therefore, I have more knowledge than them. If you want to start selling Pokemon cards, you need to be willing to go down the rabbit hole and learn about Pokemon cards. Understand the different types of Pokemon cards, the different ages of Pokemon cards, how to tell a Pokemon card between a real and fake. What are the values of these different Pokemon cards? What are the sought after cards? What about graded cards? What about shiny cards? What about holo cards or full holos? Or what about super rares or gold cards? Or there's so much. What about Pikachu? Is Pikachu good? Is Pikachu like the one card that everyone wants? Again, you have to figure out this information, and you can get it from paying someone else or asking them to give you that information, or you can go do the research yourself. That's essentially what you have to do with anything that you're trying to achieve. Once you have the information, you can plan more accordingly. The not so obvious one here is a lack of foresight. You have impulsive decision making and you're disorganized. Disorganized, we've spoken about. But if you're not thinking ahead where you want to be, you need to bring that into your world, because I'm trying to be 5 steps ahead down the line. Like, I've got an end game. I know where I want to be in, you know, 5-10 years. Really rough, really high level, but it's a North Star that I'm going to. And I've spoken about North Stars before. And it's like me doing this business. I didn't know I want to be selling pre-owned clothing back when I knew I wanted to have a business. I wanted to have a business since I was 15, 16, 17. Wanted to work for myself. I didn't know what it looked like. Here I am, almost 32, and I've got my own business and I'm doing this. I've had several businesses over the years. Again, I didn't know what they all look like. I've continued to pivot, continued to adjust, and this is the one that's working at the moment. Will that continue to go to where I want to take it? Hopefully, it might change again, but I've got some plan. The other thing to consider is the external factors for this, and that is time constraints, unexpected events, circumstances, or a lack of access to information and support. Now, some of these things are out of our control. Unexpected events are out of our control. Time constraints, that's on you. You need to manage your time better. And then a lack of access to information and support. If you're not willing to have a conversation with someone or ask for help or reach out into your network, that is also on you, right? We may have a lack of access to knowledge and understanding, but if you wanted to know about Pokemon cards, well, who would you ask? Someone that dabbles with Pokemon cards. You don't ask someone that doesn't dabble with Pokemon cards because they don't have the information. So put yourself in a position or a situation where you can get that information. The other thing to consider here is, what wiggle room do you have to enable your flexibility of time? Build that into your routine. Now, something to consider here is all of this is not just, you know, simple as listen to it and it all figures itself out. You need to go put in some work. You need to internalize it. You need to reflect on your own journey, and you need to take an action from all this to go overcome whatever it is or whatever barrier that we've just discussed that you need to work through. Whichever one is holding you back, you need to embrace it, jump over it, and start moving forward. Right? That's as simple as it is. So that's on you. But what I want to share with you quickly are some of the things that I'm doing that enable me to make progression further. And I won't go down into huge, detail, but I'll give you some high level details of this. The first one is documenting and sharing, aka accountability. I have this podcast. I give it back to you guys. A lot of the time I'm sharing stuff that I'm dealing with myself anyway. It's relevant to me because I'm working through it, or I've thought about it, or I've heard about it, or it's relevant to me, right? And I do the same with my running, and I do the same with my business. I document my business and my running because it keeps me accountable, because each week I have to show up and share with you the result, but I'm also able to help others, and I enjoy that process. I also leverage coaching and mentors, not just for people to keep me accountable, but it's to help me break through things. I just need to bounce stuff off a wall. I need help to work through things. My one of my first coaches that I had for my first year, I don't think they gave me anything that I didn't even deal with myself, but I was able to take all this information, offload it, kind of get it spun around in a way that's thrown back at me that helps me now understand it in a better way. And they would then ask the questions to help me. How am I going to break through this? How am I going to move forward? What's the next step? What's the most logical? And they enabled me to make that decision myself. They didn't have any magic wand that they waved and now all of a sudden I know what to do. They helped me work through my own problems. Routine and schedule. I'm a routine junkie down to the point of like meals I'm having on certain days, what days I'm running, when I want to be somewhere, what time I get up on certain days, and all those things. Those things enable structure, enable me to stay focused and stay, I guess, grounded to where I want to be. Those things and also bring joy and bring in wins for the week. If you're having a bad week, I know that Tuesday night's nacho night. I'm happy. I'm having nachos. So little things like that enable me to continue to slingshot forward, because you will have the rough days, the rough weeks, but there's things there in place that enable me to always think, yes, this is good. And the other thing is long-term thinking. So having that foresight and planning ahead, knowing where I want to go and what I want, right? But also understanding that the only way to get there is me. I've got to do the work and have people help me along the way. So they're really the areas that I'm leveraging, dabbling in to help myself grow. And more or less, there's other areas where I need to do better, procrastination, wasting time, all those things. I think we all struggle with that. But I even did an episode the other week where I spoke about how we do waste so much time scrolling on TikTok. I actually shared on my device. So these are all things we need to be very, very open about with ourselves, but accountable to. If you want to move ahead, start telling people what you're doing and share it and document it. If you fail, you fail, but you learn. But put it out there and people will, tell you how it is. But if you actually show up and get it done, the results are very rewarding. You don't have to prove anything to them. You just got to prove it to yourself. So I hope this episode's been encouraging. And I hope there's something here that you've really taken away and really hit you hard, with conviction to say, hey, you need to make a change here. Well, do something about it, right? Don't just sit on it, but do something about it. So this is your chance to take action today and make things start moving in the direction and start making progress. If you have questions about this, comments, thoughts, chuck them down below in the comment section if you are here on the YouTube. Otherwise, you can hit me up on socials, on Instagram. All my details are in the description below. If you do want to leave a voice message over at speakpipe.com, we can have a conversation in one of these episodes. I'll integrate it into one of these episodes, and that's www.speakpipe.com/furtheryourlifestyle. Would really appreciate if you did that. No pressure, it's totally up to you. Otherwise, you have a wonderful day. Cheers.